Welcome to NARS Jam Sessions podcast. But before we get into it, NARS is a new way to fund extreme athletes, a community of action sports enthusiasts who have formed a NOUNS sub-DAO to rethink and redefine how extreme sports athletes get sponsored. NARS are NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain based on the NOUNS open source protocol, CC0 artwork, and are stored fully on chain with no external dependencies. Each NAR gets you a DAO vote, and memberships are available at auction, one NAR less often forever. You can check out our live auctions at nars.wtf, that is GNARS.WTF. In this episode, we have a chat with The Swami, an NFT collector, crypto, and Web3 builder. And he's also a degen dad to Lil Pupberry and also assistant to the 12-year-old Nounsler. We also catch up on some new gnarly proposals, such as funding for Uganda Bikers Association and sponsoring for the I Love XV event in Brazil.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have a look at some of these new ones. I noticed one for sponsor Chicago Skate Competition.
Yeah, there's for those who don't know, we've got in our Discord server, it was one of the early lucky servers to be able to try out the new forum posting feature from Discord, which has made our lives a lot easier. And yeah, there's been a few exciting proposals coming in through there. We've got the Chicago Skate Competition opportunity here from Bummer. We were just talking through that at the moment. I think there was like a pretty short deadline on a couple of these as well. But as some of our NARS community members have found out, there's some of us that will actually step up and happily fund things ourselves, and then we can get, you know, retroactively reimbursed later, which is awesome. On top of the proposal for the Chicago Skate Competition, we've got Benny Osno, who's a skier, doing a street skiing film. We've got Project Stacks, which is Wheelie Boys, like urban stunt riding, which is like culture I was not even really aware of, but it's really cool and like really edgy and just, yeah, something exciting to learn more about. NARS Flow Team Test, which is a really great idea from Vlad from Brazil. He's one of our pro riders for skateboarding. He's sort of come up with this idea for a flow of new talent where they can essentially have incentives to get involved, and it's a really unique and clever onboarding tool. Finally, in the pending proposals was another one from Vlad and the rest of the Brazilian crew. Now, a lot of people probably don't know this, but up until about 10 years ago, it was actually illegal to skate in Rio. Where all these guys in our community skate nowadays, they actually were banned, outlawed as criminals for skateboarding over a really long period of time from like I think it was in the 80s right up until about 10 years ago. There was all sorts of protesting and all these community initiatives to legalize skating. They did it, and it's huge. And they have this event every year called I Love XV. This is all sort of like relating to the sort of part of the city where skate culture has really taken off. We've got this amazing opportunity to be, you know, the title sponsor of this year's special event. And it's kind of emotional, man. Like, I was reading the proposal, I was getting a little bit choked up because it's crazy, like, the impact that these guys have had in their community. And like, to be a part of this moment in history as NARS is just, it's insane. Like, I feel really, really special that we get to be a part of something like that. And it includes this like awesome design. So each year at these events, they basically have these permanent fixtures that get put into this plaza where the skating event happens. And the guys have designed this this skate obstacle that is literally a pair of noggles. So it's like, it's got so good, hey? Ramps, yeah, rail. It's like got a couple of little a couple of little spots on it for hitting different grinds, bit of air, like just a really clever idea. And I'm really excited to see that one go to a vote. And then just finally, we had two other props we mentioned last week that have gone through successfully after voting. One is sponsoring the Uganda Bikers Association for a ride that they do. It raises awareness, does really good positive stuff in their community. And also Rolling with Kate. So on Instagram, she's Rolling with Kate. She's a quad skater, so roller skates, but in the skate park doing flips and Baranis and all sorts of crazy stuff and grinding. And just stoked to see us supporting more people, from different backgrounds and different cultures and people who identify differently as well. So it's really cool. It's a great time to be involved in NARS.
So we have a bikers association in Uganda, so which is full of like these cool guys with like dope bikes, and they usually have those races and tours. So they have this end of year tour. It's a 3-day tour where they're going to be traveling through 3 cities or states in Uganda. Now, I just wanted to picture a gang of bikers of about 100 bikers. So this tour is going to have about 100 bikers all riding through different states. It's like a whole sort of like cultural thing they have. So I figured, why not have NARS sponsor at least some of these bikers, have NARS branded merch. Like, we're going to design jackets, NARS branded jackets for some of these bikers, sponsor their accommodation and like their fuel, at least some of them, because they like, the total number is of over 100, but we're going to pick out some that we're going to sponsor. We're going to create mad content.
Talking about this, a new proposal just popped up in the Discord as well. Finance children in need to surf, another Brazilian proposal.
A Brazilian NGO from Noala Costa with LGBTQIAP+ black surfer. Just the sort of stuff that's coming out of Brazil is starting to set a really great example for what it is that we can do and why we're here. Yeah, it's so cool that we're seeing a lot of cross DAO, cross pod collaboration, and it just goes to show like the community aspect of extreme sports.
The Swami and I first met as on Nautzel, as Nautzelers, and Little Purple Blueberry, 12-year-old daughter, became the youngest Nautzeler to ever join. You know, that was kind of an exciting thing at the time, and still creating amazing artwork and participating in the space in between school and everything. I guess it was one of the Nautzel calls when I first mentioned something about coming up with a Nounish Alpine meetup, so I could combine my love for nouns and NFTs and crypto and snowboarding. And yeah, so there was an opening in terms of what the Swami's IRL life is about. So welcome and thanks for coming on, the Swami.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I guess we should drop some alpha about what we've been working on, because we're pretty close to launch at this point, I think. Love to hear your perspective on the journey so far.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just to give everyone a bit of background, I'm not from a tech background at all. I've spent the last 12 years also working in the ski industry, and I come from a background in real estate, asset management and development, and with most of the work of being in the ski resort industry based over in Japan. So I sort of float between Australia and Japan. From my point of view, I came into NFTs and crypto pretty late, sort of around, you know, middle of last year. I think like everyone, just found I had a lot more time during COVID and lockdowns and got pretty fatigued. So my younger daughter was kind of drawn to pixel NFTs, and that's how I got involved in first with Nounpunks, which was a derivative of CryptoPunks and Nouns. And as Ben said, you know, sort of gravitated from there, and Toadie, who was at the time with Nounpunks, invited us to apply for Nounsel. I mean, the journey's been pretty quick for us. We're not tech people. I don't have a lot of friends that are in crypto and NFTs. And so we were just sort of lurking around on the Nounsel calls and sort of, you know, staying in the background listening until sort of having this chat with Ben. And I think that it just became very obvious for me that there's opportunities within Nouns to, you know, sort of lean on my background and experience and bring that into the space. You know, I've always sort of looked at this recently in terms of, you know, how can we get some permanence of merging, you know, the digital NFT world into the physical world, you know, in addition to just sort of doing these one-off events. But how can you create this permanence of having, you know, whether it's sculptures or objects or branding that's ongoing? The company that I work for in real life owns a bunch of ski resorts over in Japan. So it was kind of an easy sell to, you know, have a direct road to talk to them about, you know, the opportunities of collaborating and putting some nounishness into the resorts. So that's kind of how it all started. And you know, I think at first it was just, you know, Ben and I were talking about just doing an event, just bringing Nounish people over to a ski resort, you know, having some fun in the snow, and then, you know, building an event around it. And the more we talked about it, the idea of a DAO and creating some sustainability in what we're doing, you know, building up a treasury so that we could do a lot more on a long-term basis, and just throwing ideas around. And I think that between the two of us, you know, we talked about a lot of things and, you know, sort of settled on some objectives of wanting to build a community around alpine resorts, you know, obviously proliferate nouns within these communities, provide member benefits as well, so perks to people that are holding our NFTs and tokens. And I think a big one for me as well is just improving alpine regions that generally are sort of beset with unique problems, whether it's environmental protection and preservation, or just, you know, just really unique problems in rural communities like agriculture and education, transportation, infrastructure. So how do we bring tech into this space to try and solve for these problems and encourage proposals that come towards the Treasury that help to solve these in different communities?
So we've had a lot of fun sort of creating all this, and you know, Ben mentioned at the start we're going through a bit of an identity crisis, so we're going to have to go back and change a lot of these traits, but it's all good and fun.
Like it started out called Mountain DAO. We just got so used to calling it that, and then we did a whole bunch of this artwork and put the MD in all the trait, and we're like, this is amazing, it's perfect. So we had the N on the side of the noggles, like we've got a thicker strap on our versions of the noggles. We've actually got three types of noggles of our own, which is awesome. We've got like what we call Scoggles, Snoggles, and Inuit Noggles, which are like the slightly different skiers, snowboarders, and, you know, old school Inuit style ones, which are really thin. They're all different types of like goggles you would wear on a mountain. So incorporating those with NAS and Nouns noggles as well. So there'll be all these different style noggles, but all still like super Nounish. And we're changing from Mountain DAO to Alps DAO. You know, Alp seems like it's more fitting to expand outside of the Nouniverse, I think. You know, if you say the word Alps, people typically think, oh, like mountains and snow and stuff. So like that, I think, is a pretty impactful way. Plus, it's a four-letter domain, alp.wts. Like, that's insane. Looks I've rad. Never been able to get such a short name for anything I've ever done before.
Leo, I think there's just so many synergies. Like, I mean, we're trying to lead off with an IRL event in Japan in March next year. And, you know, working with the resort over in Japan as a first partner, like we've already sorted out that we can brand the terrain park, we can do sponsored competitions, we can wrap gondolas and chairlifts with Nounish branding. You know, if we get a couple of NAS athletes over there, like everyone's pulling together to, you know, to work towards a common goal. It's just really, yeah, just really cool to see these synergies come together.
Something that I'd love to hear a bit more about too is Little Blueberry, your daughter, and her exposure in a sense to the Nouns ecosystem. And like, but I know that as a parent, you know, the internet can be a pretty scary place, and there's especially in certain parts of Web3 and NFTs, you know, like there are some areas that are best avoided, I suppose. Like,
yeah, I mean, look, she's pretty good. So, you know, the only thing that she's got is a Twitter account, and obviously she's using an alias to work that. We've got a bit of a rule, like she can read all the messages, and, you know, we sort of sit down for 30 minutes a day or whenever we've got some time outside of schoolwork and stuff to respond to messages. She's not on Discord, so, you know, she sits on the calls, the Nounsel calls every week. And she's a pretty shy girl and quite introverted. Most of it sort of goes through me in terms of how we communicate with other people. Making sure to protect her, you know, from all the nasties out there is high on the priority list.
You know, back in the day when I had this huge Facebook group of kids and it was, you know, putting on events and getting sponsors and all that stuff, it's like no better place to learn from. Kids, there's no politics, there's no filters. It's just like, if it doesn't work for them, you know, right away. And, you know, I think it's hat off to you for being, you know, brave and helping your daughter stay, you know, in the privileged position of being aware of this stuff, like, you know, at an early age. It's a really cool thing to see. I think the chat with the Swami today is probably a good inspiration for the next round of the Nartwork contests.
Dude, we could do a trait submission contest for Alps DAO and potentially pick one trait that's going to make it into Alps.
That would be sweet, because I think, like, in terms of, you know, the content, it's a pretty clear alignment with NAS, and maybe that trait could be added to NAS as well, because we have had, yeah, you know, it's pretty rare to get the ones holding a skateboard in the NAS V2. Obviously, the OGs all have them, but, you know, maybe there's some more accessories waiting to happen. For the last sort of 4 to 5 months, been working with a little studio of game developers, and we've actually created a little isometric world that you can play as your NAS and Nouns NFTs. and it's called Narnia. And I'm going to start releasing some previews, some proper previews of that in the coming days. But yeah, it's there's Freedom Mint NFTs that you claim throughout the game, such as different tricks and skateboards. And it is all skateboarding centric, this game, but it's a nod to the OG collection and where we've come from. You can pretty much wander around the world, interact with all these bits and pieces, check out some of the hidden rewards and coins and stuff floating around. And then there's skate battles where you can actually go in these, you know, it's a 2D game, so don't expect like Tony Hawk Pro Skater or something, but you know, it's just a bit of fun and something that I wanted to sort of give to the community as a thank you for all the support that's gone on since day one. I'll be releasing it open source and CC0, so anyone can take it and do whatever they want with it. And yeah, it works out of the box from day one with your wallets, and you can, you know, get your NFTs in there and play as them. Essentially, I see in the future, no matter where you are in the world, you'll be able to do a trick and have it filmed on your phone, and NARS app will verify that you did the trick you said you did. Earn a rewards badge, you know, you get your achievements. And concept is that in future, you know, you might land a 360 flip, you get your 360 flip achievement badge. Perhaps that unlocks like a special deal with a brand partner. So, you know, my dream would be like, you land a 360 flip, good chance by the time you get to that, you've like worn through your shoes a bit. So maybe you get like a, you know, a nice discount off some bands or something like that. So it's just a stepping stone on the way to the broader vision for NARS. But yeah, we want to, when we say rethink athlete sponsorship, I think we mean more like rethink the creator economy in extreme sports, because it is also important on the media side of things. So yeah, just wanted to drop that quickly. And a really quick shout out to the crew from Brave Browser, who had me over for a call not long before today's jam session. Really excited to sort of share a bit about what we talked about and what we're collaborating on, and hopefully can get over the line in the near future.
Thank you so much for listening to our NARS Jam Sessions podcast, where we talk about new and exciting news and stories about the extreme athletes and artists we have in NARS DAO. We invite you to our weekly TNS Soapbox that happens every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next week.